what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Hey Bitch.
Hey Bitch.
I still don't know how to intro.
I don't know either. I feel like we've had plenty of time to work on that.
No, but we didn't.
I don't know if it's Hey Bitch or if it's Hey Bitch or if it's like Hey Bitch.
I like Hey Bitch. Hey, bitch.
That's all, Jess. Okay, so a really quick roll call. This is Gio. I have
I'm Gina.
I'll introduce you last.
Bose.
Jess is here. Jessica might come out though.
Oh, ooh, damn. Okay. Like, it's Jessica when she's feeling feisty, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we have special guest, my prima. That's my cousin, but not really my cousin, but I wish it was my cousin.
But for real cousin.
But, yeah, but thank you. Stacy Diaz Apodaca.
Damn, she's foreign and shit.
Prima is Spanish for cousin.
Yes.
Exactly.
Prima.
We're learning.
Prima.
I actually already knew that.
Yeah. So. Oh, you're good cultured. For you. All right. And today we're going to talk about something really exciting. We're going to talk about when you meet someone you guys are on a date. Mm-hmm. The clickage is happening. You guys are vibing. You guys are feeling each other. It's about the end of the night. You guys are feeling each other still and you're like, fuck, I don't want this to end. Are you guys fucking on the first date or not?
You went from real romantic to like, are you getting it in or not?
Yes.
Like, are you going home or not?
Yeah, it did feel romantic at first. I was like, ooh, can't relate. Yeah.
You got me flowers?
It doesn't have to be romantic. Okay. It could just be just a fucking hookup.
Do you have to be on a date or can you just see some...
like Tinder?
Christ.
On a bender, you said?
No. Can you just like see someone, you know, like...
like random on the street, straight up?
Like in a bar?
Like at a dive bar?
Like a one night stand?
Oh my God.
Like
you ever just
Okay. So.
No. You're not weird. Go ahead. We support you.
Can we do a roll call of who has fucked on the first date or not?
Yes. Yeah, let's do a roll call.
Straight up, like, all right, bitches, expose yourself.
Yeah, right? All right, starting from Jess.
I think it's quite clear that for me, it's a yes.
Yes. So Jess has fucked on the first date. Bose?
Bose, absolutely not.
Absolutely. It's not even just a no. It's like, absolutely fucking not. I'm a nun.
Yeah, basically.
I have.
Yes, Stacey. Oh.
Bro.
Stacey was at a party.
My current boyfriend, though.
Okay.
I did, oh, yeah. Okay. I knew. I felt like I knew from the beginning. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to end up marrying this guy. Fuck it.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Now you have to.
It was scary.
Him,
I know. That's good. That's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Gio right here. No. Absolutely fucking not. No.
Damn.
Never, ever, ever. But real talk.
Your life is lame.
Damn.
It is. But real talk, I regret that shit.
Yeah.
So
why?
We'll get to that.
Okay, we'll get to that.
I want to be a little, freaky. Yeah. I was going to say a little putita, but it's not really.
I mean,
yeah. Putita counts.
This is Gina. And surprisingly, despite how I look,
you look beautiful.
Well, I look like a hoe also.
And no, you look like a nice girl.
She has hoe energy.
I have hoe energy.
Hoe energy is cool though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have hoe energy, but you look very sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have like crazy stories, but surprisingly, I've never fucked on the first date.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm amazing.
Yeah.
It's surprising. People in the comments can be like, you fucking liar. And like, yeah, whatever. But no, dude, I've never fucked on the first date before.
So second date or?
No, I've made people wait 3 months once.
No.
That was
incorrect. Okay. That's my usual.
Mm. 3 months?
Yeah.
Bro,
minimum. I can't. Mm. I just can't relate to that.
Do you think you're going to live forever?
Why are you yelling? Get your back up a little bit. You're yelling.
I'm upset. You wait 3 months?
Do you feel
they're calling you a hoe?
Well, here, this is why I regret it though. I've only been in long-term relationships. So right. I haven't been in a relationship after I've been married, but let me see. Hold on. Give me a little bit. 18. So I've only had 4 relationships.
Okay.
And they've all been long term, no less than 3 years.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So because of, and I didn't, when I dated, it was like I had to wait to know this person for at least like a few months before I even went on a date.
I can't even commit to a birth control that long. That's wild.
But you said you make people wait 3 months too.
I tried it once. So I did it once. And it was a huge regret because his dick was small.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. And did you feel like, were you like, I want to do it so, so bad, but I'm holding myself back?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I just don't have that kind of self-control. I really don't. Like, life is short. And like, if he looks good and I look good, like, what's the problem? Yeah. You know, life goes on. So to me, it was just always like, I like you and you like me. So why not?
Yeah. Let's
you know?
Book.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's a little bit different because I was raised very Catholic. And by very Catholic, I don't mean like I'm going to church every single Sunday. But right. My mom had that very like small town mindset.
Yep. Yeah.
Where it's like,
that.
A girl can't be out past 10. Yep. Or if she would look at a girl on the street that was dressed showing a little bit more skin than she needed to, then she's a hoe. Like, you don't want to be associated to that. Mm-hmm. Like, so I just had all these, like, I was just really conditioned growing up. So just having these thoughts of like, man, I want to fuck. And I want to, like, I felt so guilty that I'm like, I don't ever want to be that girl. I don't want to, I don't want guys talking about me like, yeah, I hit that, you know? That's why now I'm like, fuck.
You wish you would have done it?
Yeah, because you learn so much about yourself. You learn more about like how to connect, you know, with your significant other. It doesn't make you a hoe.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You learn what you like.
I think my reason's a lot less holy. Because my reason, like how Jess saying, like sometimes you meet someone at a bar and you just go home with them. My reason of never having a one night stand is because I am desperately and just absolutely terrified of getting raped and murdered and getting STDs.
Yes.
STDs. I'm terrified of STDs.
Yeah. So like I'm crazy about that. So when people say like, yeah, I'm going to go to the bar and hook up with some people, I'm like, dude, aren't you afraid? Like I might get murdered or get some sort of STD or something. So I just could never do that until I really get to know them and find out their address and their names, and then I'm comfortable to fuck them because then I can come after them afterwards.
I mean, I usually just like get the address because I know where I'm going, right? I'm like, oh, I'm at whatever 6th Street downtown at this, you know, fucking apartment. I'm in apartment 307 and I text that to somebody, and then as long as somebody fucking knows where I am.
Jess just sends the pin and it's like, come on over.
I'm hoeing. No, not my own address. Like if I go to a guy's house, I'm like, I'll send my address to a friend and I'm like, that covers all my bases.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's safe.
So, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, I was just going to say, for me, I was kind of like Gio in that like I was raised very, very Christian. Like my parents were like, there are no penises. There are none. But also the other thing is, you know, I said previously like in another podcast that I was very like kind of like asexual early on. Like I almost used sex as a means to like, I was like, oh, this is how a guy will like me. And I mean, I don't think like that anymore, but I'm just being fucking real. And you know, guys, you'll encounter girls like this and you won't know. And girls, a lot of you feel that way. Like you're just not a particularly sexual person. So for me, when it came down to it, I was like, what do I get out of this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fuck.
So when you say asexual, do you mean that you never had any sort of attraction for anyone or you just weren't interested in sex?
I did not enjoy sex because in order for me to have good sex, I had to have a deep emotional connection with somebody.
Yep.
And you know, I cannot have that on the first night. I think there's actually a word for that. Not asexual, but there's something where you have to have an emotional connection with someone to enjoy it. And I never had good sex until I started dating the dude I'm dating now.
Never.
Dope.
This shit was trash. It was all trash dick.
Sometimes I think I feel like I have the best sex with someone that I'm not super emotionally
attached.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Is it because it's like raunchier?
Yes, it's
right. Yes, I feel it.
Like at one point, like there was a guy that I was dating that I was like, I'm not really into you anymore. I think I'm open for a threesome. You want to bring another girl?
Yep.
We never did. But like, you know, like when I'm not that emotionally attached, like you're not mine anymore. I'm like, we can do whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm like I hear all these stories and I feel like I'm missing out. Like Jess, can you walk me through what that's like? You see someone, how does that happen?
Please. I don't know. You just start talking. Like I guess in the club or if you're on a date,
we can
you're already
go back to
talking.
My house, get some barbecue and fuck.
So to catch you up, that's what she DM'd Joe, her now boyfriend.
He DM'd me first, okay?
I have to say that every time. Okay,
he DM'd me first.
But then it ended.
And then within a month, I asked him to have sex with me.
But in that way, you want to fly out because
I didn't want to fuck Joe on the first night. Okay, Joe is like boyfriend material.
Aww.
He's not fuck on the first night material.
Yeah, you're
on the first night material is like the hottest guys you've ever seen, but you know they're assholes.
Yep.
But you know they got money.
Yeah. Hey, Michael Jordan, what's
up? Fuck the shit out of you. And then you don't want to talk to them ever again because they're going to completely ruin your self-esteem. Yeah. They're going to ruin your life. Like, you got to get in and get out.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm faithful. I'm just saying. But, like, for some reason, for the past, like, month or so, like, sometimes I'll see guys and I'm like, oh, you look like you would ruin my fucking life.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Dude, there are some guys that, like, I'm like, you are going to break my heart. And, like, let's just do this one time.
Yep.
How long have you been with your current boyfriend?
Me?
Yeah.
Over a year.
So do you think it's already, like, to the point where you're like, oh, that looks interesting taste over there.
Oh, like somewhere else?
That looks, well, no. I mean,
and not
like,
that you ever would, but.
My boyfriend is amazing and he's very like
He's boyfriend material. He's
don't say that.
No,
yeah, he's
gonna watch this.
He's okay.
He has boyfriend sweater material.
That's fair. There's okay. Even for guys, they understand this. There's wifey material, yep. And then there's supermodel hot. And you know she's not wifey material. She's just like I want
to
fuck her.
She's vapid, well you know? To some, and then to others, that's their wifey material. Yeah. You know,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But well, for me personally, like yeah, there have been like some guys lately where I'm like.
Oh my God.
I was like, only in my youth.
If only I would have did it back then.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Gio. I'm like, man, lost opportunities. But like, I'm happy where I am now. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like if I were to fuck you on the first date, that means I don't. Respect, like yeah. I don't respect you. Yep. Like I'm God. Fucking you on the first date because I know I'm not gonna marry you. So like I don't want to date you. I just want to fuck you, and that's it. So
I feel like guys think the same thing.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't.
A lot of times, actually, not all of them, but a lot of times.
I can't relate because both of my serious relationships, it was literally that the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and so one I met like at the gym, and you know, like he was actually one of our clients. I used to be a CrossFit coach, and you know, like he was our client. Well, it was the second time I met him, but he was like, hey, you want to come hang out at the house? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then it ended up happening.
Oh, you turned on you know? Netflix?
Yeah, but then that turned into a meaningful relationship that actually lasted for a long time, that was very deep and like a really deep connection for me. And so when we like broke up and like we still kind of had that relationship going on where like I will always love you kind of love. And I would ask him like, why do we have sex that first time? And he was like, well, it didn't matter to me. Like I felt like we were already so connected mm-hmm. and I liked you and you liked me. And that's never going to make me think any less of you just because you opened up yourself to me. Like no woman, and I feel like society like tells us like, oh, you hold something special. Like you're not supposed to give it away.
Your pretty flower.
Yeah, but in reality, like, bitch, we all like sex. Like, yeah. I want to come, you want to come too?
But
what's
here's,
the problem?
Here's the I get that and I respect that. And that's a part of me that goes back and forth with like, fuck, I should have done it in my youth, right? But then the other part of me is like, and not to put anyone down at this table at all, because I think you guys are fucking badass, but it's like, you're letting something insert itself in you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Where, I'm with you, Gio.
Fuck yeah,
I do. Nope. It feels fucking good.
Oh
too.
My God.
Put that fucking big ass cock inside. I don't give a shit, dude.
Screaming in my ear. Back the fuck. You gotta
right
bust
in
Mariah.
My ear.
Wait. Just getting too excited. You gotta bust a Mariah Carey, okay? When she hits that high note, she backs.
Oh my God, I can't handle this so bad.
My levels are different than y'all's because I can barely hear y'all.
Yeah.
You know what? I gotta say, like, this is like on topic, but it's just nothing. I really like that we're a group of like all very, very opinionated people with diverse opinions.
Yeah.
But like, we can all sit down and be like, oh, I think this, I think this.
I think you're a hoe.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't think
that's fine.
That's okay with me.
I appreciate your honesty.
I don't think anyone's a hoe. Like,
well, I don't take shame in that.
But
everyone thinks I'm a hoe. Well, not you guys. You guys know me better.
Yeah, you're the least hoe here.
Everyone online thinks I'm a hoe.
Yeah, but for me, when I start thinking about stuff, that's why I'm like you, where I have to have this deep connection, because then I'm just like, oh, I don't know where your dick's been. Like, you're gonna be in me? Like, fuck no.
Yeah. And I could say that, like, for example, when Bo said, like, I think it was you who said it, like, I felt like I was giving myself away because that was the only way I was gonna be loved. I think in a way, I felt that, you know, and not until I got into this recent relationship where I have truly felt loved and I just used for my body, do I really feel like, oh, you know what? Like, I kind of regret some of the people I allowed to be in my energy, you know? And I think that there's a middle ground between, yeah, I tried it and it was cool, and like, I shouldn't have fucking done all that, you know? But I think you live and you learn. And a lot of the times, like, the way I am, at least, I have always experimented, you know? So something I really like about Bart, like Bart will always say, I want to try things just to see how they feel. And I feel in a way I did that with relationships.
You should see the shit that he says.
No, I mean, I don't know about all that, but like,
he wants to hold a man's hard dick.
I
see
mean,
what that feels like.
It's not that great, but I mean,
whoa.
So
it's pretty great.
I stand
in the middle. You know how I feel.
Like a hard dick.
I stand in the middle.
That's very interesting.
But no, I mean, just to like put you guys into like some perspective, like there was a point before I got into my relationship where I was like, I'm gonna date on Tinder just to see what kind of people are out there. And I'm gonna date like for content almost. Like, I'm gonna date to see, and not like, oh, like YouTube videos. Like, no, but just to experience the things that are out there and experience the kind of people that are out there. And I wasn't fucking everybody, but I was meeting the different people I met, and it was just crazy, the emotional roller coaster I would go on, and then experiencing that. And then
give me some examples.
So for example, like I would be like, okay, why do I always get attached to people? Okay, so then I would go with someone who I didn't think that was attractive, and then I would be like, did I get attached to this? No, I didn't. Okay, so why do I always,
they're so ugly, you didn't say them, tell them about this.
No, I mean, it's just different people. But like, for example, there was a point where like after every date, I would feel like some sort of sadness, right? And I would be like, why am I sad? Like, what is it about this that makes me feel so empty? And I realized that every time I was going on a date, I was going with the hopes that it would turn into something meaningful. And so when it didn't turn into something meaningful, it would be heartbreaking. And so I realized that every time I was dating, looking for that relationship, that love, that feeling, that high, and it wasn't met, because it's not going to be met with everyone you meet.
No.
I would be so devastated, you know? And I think I never would have known that about myself if I wouldn't have done all that I did. And as you guys know, like, I enjoy empowering women, and I enjoy like giving them dating advice, and I enjoy like feelings and emotions. And it was almost like research purposes with myself, you know?
Bitch, I'm gonna cry.
Let it out, bitch.
Dude, where's the cry glasses?
You saying that though, it just kind of made me realize like, this is gonna like sound so fucking whack. It's gonna sound
no,
so
I, your feelings 100%. Are valid.
Yeah. You're fucking you're
whack. I'm gonna laugh at you.
Like, oh my God, Gio's so ready. Like, I, like literally like my whole life since I was a kid, like, oh my God, where are the cry glasses? Okay.
Really?
I got some. Okay, but like, you know, like I grew up like single family home, like no dad, no nothing. Same. And I felt like I was lacking love for a lot of my life. So I spent a lot of time searching for love in relationships. And I, like, even as a kid, I would watch like romantic comedies. Romantic comedies. And I always wanted to like fall in love, like really. And so for me, I couldn't have sex with somebody because I'm like, well, I'm not going to marry you. So like, it's almost a little like close-minded, but also at the same time, like I was so desperate for this love, and like, I didn't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. Like, I don't want to fuck you, you know? Yeah. Like, I just really wanted to be like in love.
Yeah.
Can I retract what I said earlier about how like, if I fuck you in the first date, that means I don't respect you?
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I do respect you. I just might not want to be in a relationship with you, but I do respect you because I respect you guys fucking on the first date. I don't want no comments coming after me, all right?
Yeah.
You guys fucking on the first date, I respect the shit.
A lot of my relationships started with a one-night stand, so it's fine.
Yeah. I've never had one.
I want to get to that.
I might think that, but I don't.
I want to get to that, but first, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Ooh.
Ding dong, bitch. Can't get laid? How about some food straight to your door? Order enough food and you don't even have to pay a delivery fee. And on top of that, us here at Hey Bitch are giving you $5 off. Gina, what's that code?
The code is BTCH. I'm scared. Please don't yell at me.
Yeah, definitely. I use this all the time. Since I have a baby now, it's really hard for me to leave. Sometimes it's napping. It's very inconvenient time for me to leave and go get food or even make food. So I always hit up DoorDash.
So you don't cook. You a bad mother. Okay, I use it when I have late nights playing video games and I don't want to go out and buy anything. So they send me food and I can feel like a further degenerate than I am right now.
That's right. If you're like me and you don't like to exercise or pick up the phone, you don't have to walk. It is a little bit of a task when I have to go and open the front door, but that's okay because this is real life and you get what you get. But you know what? It's at your door. It's hot. It's fresh. It's delicious. And we got it for you with code BTCH. Download the app and use the code BTCH at checkout.
You won't regret it. Okay, we're back. All right, Jess, what were you saying?
Yeah, I think actually when I look back to most of my relationships, I think I slept with them very, very fast. So I don't think, in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, if I sleep with you right away, then that means I already know we're not going to do anything. Yeah. But I think that's just like a protective thing because I'm like, well, if it does, I'm still okay with it. But if it doesn't, then
I feel that.
It's fine.
Do you have
interesting.
Do you have a healthy relationship with your dad?
Yes.
And is your mom around?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I had no relationship with my mom.
Yeah.
And I think if anyone, like, mommy issues might be
a thing for sure.
Because like, I don't know if it's the same or not, but like, I have a healthy relationship with men. I love men. I'm so straight. Like, I love gay men. I want to watch gay men have sex. Like, I'm all about men. I love men so much.
But Jess is the least lesbian one in our whole group.
Jess is violently straight.
Yeah, she's like super straight.
Yeah. I love men. I love men so much. But yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like, even if I do a ton of self-reflecting, I don't feel like I was having sex on the first date because I wanted love so badly. I just felt like it was fun. Yeah. And then a lot of my relationships came from that too anyway. So it's like, I don't know.
So you're like me. I don't need an emotional test.
Yeah, I don't.
Sex has nothing to do with emotions.
It's fun. Oh, no.
It feels good. 100% the opposite.
I need to be loved.
For us, I think it's just like, it's just a physical thing.
It's like going out to party. Like when you go out to party, you have a different energy on. You go out to the club. If you start popping bottles, like you're feeling a different way about yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's just that's the energy that I would be in if I was sleeping with someone. Like on the first night, I'm like, I feel myself. If you know, I want to fuck. I want to like go into this club bathroom and pull my pants down.
My God.
So I would do it.
Okay. So question.
We're not judging though.
Yeah.
I love it.
We support you.
This is funny too, because I feel like Stacey's like the medium between like all of us. She's like, I'm down to experiment, but I want love. Yeah. Okay. So question. For you, like, what is sex for you? Like, is it just a good time? Does it feel good? Is it
Yeah, it feels good.
Wow.
You don't, it doesn't feel good
dope.
To you?
I mean...
Or is it to you a way to express your love?
Yes.
And it shouldn't be fun. Like, to
oh
you...
Oh my God, mom!
No, but for real, do you feel... Like, even when you have sex with even your current partner, do you feel like... It doesn't matter if I finish, as long as I'm giving you my body?
Yes. Yeah. Because when I was having sex for years, nobody... I'm talking fucking... Nobody... Like, there was no orgasm. There was no none of that, you know?
Man, I feel bad for you, girl.
I never experienced that.
And I bet you so many girls can relate, because so many girls are probably younger and are like, who cares? As long as he's enjoying it and my body's being used, it doesn't matter if I feel pleasure.
Yes, my ass was like, do you love me?
Your ass?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, not my butthole. Sure. Not my butthole. Like, me as a whole. My bean. Ass. My bean.
My bean.
Our experiences of sex are so opposite.
Yeah.
But it I really respect
you. I'm like, you're going to fucking make me come first.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Even on a one night stand.
And I feel that, you know, and I think that's dope that you have that deep, like, sense of self-love. Because at the end of the day, a lot of us are striving for that.
Because with sex, but like in my life, like in other ways, I don't think I have a lot of self-love because I'm self-conscious about a lot of things. But then when it comes to sex, I'm like, yeah. You're gonna do this.
We dominate in different
fields.
You're
gonna fucking get me.
Dude,
get me off. Let's go.
Like, fucking slap
you. You're like crazy in bed, Jess.
I don't think I'm that crazy.
Oh my God.
No. You just sound demands, crazier with no. your dom.
She
talk.
Just demands what she wants.
You were like, I'm gonna come first.
I'm still trying to live vicariously through Jess's past. Like, can you please walk me through that?
Yeah, how did the night happen? How did it happen from like
there's this one guy.
Oh my God, yes.
This one guy from. So this one guy, it turned into like a constant fuck buddy thing.
Was he hot?
Like
for how years. Hot was he?
I feel like he was hot. He was.
What did he look like?
He was a pilot. He was an Air Force pilot, okay. And so obviously I'm like military.
Oh my God, I'm thinking Top Gun.
Tom Cruise?
You got aviator sunglasses?
I was
on?
Thinking not Tom Cruise.
No. Okay. Anyway. So yeah,
the other guy, Val Kilmer.
Oh my God.
Iceman. No.
All of those guys are ugly. Stop.
Because I had the biggest crush on fucking Val Kilmer in that movie.
Ew.
You're old, Gina. Dude.
Bitch, you were trailing right fucking really close behind, okay?
I'm telling y'all, after this episode, there's about to be like some hot jack dudes in Jess's DM. Just a bunch of fuck boys.
No, I have a man. Get out of my DM.
Okay, go.
So yeah, I'm trying to think of the first night. I feel like the first night I met him, so we were just talking at the at a bar or whatever. It's like one of those bars that's like video games and beer, you know?
Look, yeah, dive bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have like all this stuff. So anyway, so we're talking, hanging out, and then like I give him my number or whatever, and then I kiss him, and then we left. So that wasn't the exact same night, but the very next night I saw him, and then we fucked on the first night. We went to a hotel immediately, had sex.
Like you guys, like,
we had
a
dinner.
Hotel?
We went to dinner, and then we had sex like immediately afterwards.
Oh my God.
I was so attracted to him. Like I felt like he was so hot, but I was like, he's like Air Force, like pilots fuck everybody. So I know I'm not gonna. Tie
and you're
this
never. Scared like am I get some shit like if he's tested like you don't think that shit
that's, I
cock block myself
I don't think same. About AIDS that much dude. In life
really
oh dude I
so
all the time.
I'm
I
guess
surprised,
not
I'm
but
surprised
we had I think we used a condom anyway
I'm surprised you went on a date with someone in the military and he didn't propose to you the first night
oh no the pilots uh-huh. the pilots are hard to tie down I'm telling you the pilots are alcoholics and they're womanizers so
oh my God
but they fuck good so anyway yeah, so then that just turned into, like, we would see each other every time he was in town, because he's obviously a pilot, so he's not always in town, but when he would be in town, we'd be in Austin, we fucked everywhere, dude, we fucked in a parking garage, we fucked in a park, we fucked, like, everywhere, in a club bathroom, like, all over Austin, we're just fucking.
You should have a map of all the places you
fucked. I know, it would be, like, that would be a heat map, it would just be, like, full on, like, red all over the city of Austin, like.
Why is there one
in North Korea.
We flew out there. It was like a little date.
It was his military thing. Yeah, he had to go out there. He brought me with him, you know.
Dude, okay, Gio, you know how you're scared of STDs too, right?
Yeah.
I think we're all scared of STDs.
Terrified.
Not just.
So I got.
I'm chill.
I got like, so this was like almost 2 years ago when I moved to LA. I was like, dude, I was like, I'm going to break this habit. Like, because, you know.
Of what?
I've been really open. I like about how I'm looking for love instead of just enjoying it. Like, mm-hmm. and I'm recognizing that like, that's not the best position to be in, but I'm just being honest. That's where I was, you know? So I made this pact with my friend. We were like, we're not going to date for a year because when you know you're not dating, it takes away the prospect of what's this going to turn into. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was my exercise. And so I was like, great. No dating until June 1st. And so I get on Tinder.
June 1st.
That was the date, 1 year. So I get on Tinder and like, I meet this guy and he's very my type. Like he's tall, blonde, has a bunch of tattoos, like super. He was so hot, like, but like, yeah, he was super hot. And like, we went, I can't remember where we went. We went somewhere for like the first date and like, I really liked him. And I was like, all right, I was like, I'm going to do it. But it wasn't first date. I was ready on the second date. I was fucking ready.
Good for you.
And so
24 hours after she was ready.
Dude, that's good.
It was just a few days later. And he was like, let's go to Six Flags. And I was like, yeah, great. And he was like, okay, meet at my house. So
Going to Six Flags, girl.
We were taking the Uber or whatever from Six Flags and one of his friends is going to come. I fucking get there and it's this big house, like up, like when you're like going up the hill.
Oh, we fucking.
Know? Well, I know, right?
Big ass house,
well,
oh, we fucking.
I get in and there's a couple roommates.
Daddy.
There's four.
Oh,
and then
there's four roommates and it's a really, really nice place. And there's a plaque on the wall and it's like, welcome to Woodland Hills Rehab.
Oh, I'm up.
Oh, no.
A rehab center.
It was a rehab center.
He said, come to my house and it's a rehab. Yeah.
Yes, it was a rehab center and his grandma had put him there and she had given him a car hard to like pay for everything and like we still went to Six Flags and he was all over me like when we were in the Uber back he like had his head in my lap and I was like I can't do this because I was scared like what because if you're in a rehab house like you might have lived a crazy fucking life
sure
you know
and you're still in the process of healing
so I think that's more the thing is like
you shouldn't be dating
and STDs well because I was like going that day I was like about to be down and then I was like I mean is that judgmental of me or would you guys have been like
that's fucking intuition
it's one of those things where it's like I'm not gonna fuck him on the first night but why am I shaving my pussy right now
I don't know I used to date a drug addict so I probably would have done
it. Oh, girl. Also, I just want to say, I just
Jess
remembered.
Jess is a fucking cat.
He told me that he was the manager of the rehab home. And I was like, okay. Oh, no, you're fucking not. Not with that spiderweb tattoo, big boy.
on the elbow.
Yeah.
I dated so many guys with spiderweb tattoos. Yeah. I swear to God.
Oh, my Lord. God. I was like, no.
You should have just fucked him. It probably would have been your only good sex for a while.
Well, he also shared a room with somebody in the rehab home.
As a manager?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I know, right? Hot mess. Dodged a bullet there. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. Gina, what were you going to say?
What did I say?
Oh, I don't know. You were trying to say something.
Oh, all no. Right, I was saying bad. How well, you say you're not going to fuck on the first date, but you're sitting there shaving your pussy at the same time. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. You're like, just in case somebody sees it.
Yeah, just in case. You know, and you put on your cutest underwear, like, just in case.
Dude, yeah.
If I shave, I'm fucking. I'm not wasting that energy. I'm not going to waste that energy.
That's fucking funny. I did that though every time, just in case. Just in case. But I never did. But just never in know. Case.
Or like, have you ever like not shaved to keep yourself from?
Yes, yes. But I've done that, and it did not work.
You still have sex?
You're
like, oh, I'm sorry about this hair situation.
Yeah. I was like, they'll deal with it.
Yeah,
my god.
I really thought I was like tricking myself. Yeah, you know, I was like I'm really winning right now.
I don't have an option now because now I lasered and I have no hair.
Me too.
Nice flex, Gina.
I ain't got no hair on this pussy.
Oh my god, like a bald kitty cat.
So I'm ready all the time. So I have no barrier holding me back.
I'm gonna flex on it too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. We both laser. Let's go.
Let me hear about yours. Like how? So I feel like I don't know. At least Latina women.
Yeah.
We have like this stigma, right? Because already Latinos are like known to be machismo and they want like their chick to be kind of beneath them. It seems like it's weird. How did you get past that though?
Oh, I don't know. It's really weird because I don't know if who knows, but who cares? I grew up in Mexico till I was 13. And so over there, it was very much like how you guys were saying, like, yeah, you're supposed to be with one man and you're supposed to wait till you're married and this is the only man you're ever going to be with. And it's really weird to think about, because when I came here, yeah, I can't imagine, I can relate. And so when I got here when I was 13. So my teen years were here. So I think I'm that weird mixture, like, of a true Mexican American, you know, like, I truly have the values of a Mexican girl who grew up over there. But then as a teenager, you are exposed to so much here. Like, you guys are so advanced. Like, 15-year-olds are fucking over there. I can't relate.
I just want to let you know right now, since Gio won't do it, I just watched Coco for the first time yesterday. Can you please put me on your ofrenda, please?
I'm not putting... What's your name?
Please put me on your ofrenda. I don't want to be forgotten.
Oh my God, on my ofrenda? Oh, that's fucking cute. I'll put you on my ofrenda.
Thank you. My fake-ass friend Gio won't put me on hers.
That's... What's your name again?
She keeps adding Gio, but we don't know who this bitch is.
Please love me.
That is so cute. She has to be put in the ofrenda.
Okay, are you fucking happy now? We're not getting forgotten.
Out of all people, the girl that I meet the first day puts me on her ofrenda. Thanks, Gio.
What's an ofrenda?
That's what we do in Dia de los Muertos. So, like,
Day of the Dead.
Yeah, the Day of the Dead. So we put like an altar with like all of our family's pictures, like, that, just that to remember passed. The dead.
Yeah. Oh, out of respect.
If and their we photo put, is on there, they can bet.
You know the sugar skulls that are like super popular? Like, we put them there for them to like eat and have food, even though they passed away. Mm-hmm. So in the movie Coco, they like come back and visit us only if we have their picture up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Gio won't put me up. She wants me in the afterlife forever.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, finish. Yeah, you have the valley between.
So I feel like I have both mixtures. But when I got here, I really got into like the whole like women have rights thing. And then I don't know, like, I just felt really empowered. And I felt like maybe it has to do like how Jess was saying, like, I had such a great relationship with my dad, but not so much with women because her mom wasn't around. When my dad failed our household, I feel like I have such a great relationship with women. Like, I have great friendships with them. I was in relationships with them for a while. Like, it just was so...
Like a sexual relationship?
Yeah, like, I had girlfriends, you know? And yeah, that was part of experimenting, I think. And not that I was like, oh, trying to be gay for fun. No, like, I just felt attraction to these people. And there was, like, I guess being so tied up in Mexico, here not being tied up at all, was like, fuck it. Like, I like her and she likes me. She's my girlfriend. Like, we're together. And it was two relationships, and they were beautiful, you know, and it was dope. And now I don't really find myself attracted to, like, women in that way, but I can say that I tried it and it was awesome, you know? So I guess to me, like, I've always seen myself as a free spirit. So it's like, I want to feel and experience these things.
That's tight.
And I did. That's and great. I don't regret it, you know?
It was liberating for you.
It was awesome. And like, just to think back and be like, and like, my boyfriend now, he's really Mexican, right? So he doesn't like to know about those things.
What's up,
Ese? Right. Like, not even that's Cholo vibes. Chicano, though. He's like, we're like Mexican, you know? And so like the whole machismo thing, I think, still plays part in that. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about these things, it's still a little bit uncomfortable as opposed to like someone who might be like a white dude, maybe. I don't know. Or somebody who grew up here.
I
like
how don't look at me. I don't date white guys.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Bose is the white guy.
Yes. The white man slayer.
Yeah, like, I feel like people here might just be more open to that, you know? And I have always just had, I'm very Americanized for a Mexican girl, you know? I allow the feelings and emotions to happen, as opposed to you, who your mom got to you and was like, no, bitch, like,
one
man.
I'm very traditional. I'm very, 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 very.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's okay. So now to turn it around on you, you've been in this long relationship.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, fuck, I wish I would have had a couple one night stands?
Well, going like, fuck, like that type of regret, I don't have it. Mm-hmm. But going like, man, that would have been nice to try it. That's more the vibe. Like, so it's not a big regret of mine where I'm like, fuck, man, like I'm gonna die and never get. Yeah. It's not like that. It's more like, oh man, I should have done it. And Bart and I have even talked about it, where like when we get older, we might just go and fucking be try swingers it. Or something. Yeah. Yeah, like it's not the end of our life. And he's really open to talking about that. So I'm like, let's try it. And let's see what happens.
That's dope.
That's so helpful.
But I say that right now, and I talk my big talk where I'm like, yeah, I'd be down to do it. Yeah. But if I'm put in the situation, I might bitch out and just be like, oh, no, and I don't want to.
Gio, I feel like we're very similar in that, because I've had the same exact conversation with my guy where I'm like, right now, no, nothing. And I'm like, but I was like, I'm open to the fact that in 10 years, things might get stale. We might want to introduce another person. We might want to try some shit we'd never thought about trying before, you know?
I'm also very possessive, and I'm like, don't you look at my man, you know? Yeah. But you know, like old white rich people, they get bored after a while, and they just want to.
I think everybody does, bitch, but we just can't afford it.
We can't afford it. I got you, girl. I can hook you up to the places.
Yeah. Like, dude, I read this Reddit post one time about this couple. They were like, oh, we're in our early 30s, we're well off, like, and they got like an escort, and they were like, she was like a very like high end like escort. They got a beautiful hotel room, and they were saying like they had this beautiful night, and I'm like, yeah, that's what rich people do. They're like, let's get us a hot girl tonight.
Yeah,
like let's bring right? one in, yeah. you know. And I was like, I feel like in 10 years I'd probably do that shit.
I'm sorry, that was a loud
ASMR stream.
I'm actually surprised that you've never had a one night stand, because you're very open sexually. Like in the previous podcast, you talked about how you had a threesome with random people.
Yeah. You had a threesome with random people?
Mm-hmm.
When did you meet them?
And they used like to listen to the podcast.
My bad. I'm one behind. This is like the third one.
Girl, they put saran wrap over the pussy.
So I had a threesome with this couple. They were like a couple for like 10 years. And I met them because I was doing a fashion show, and they were there, and the girl was drunk. Long story short, she's like, I'm actually a lesbian at heart. I found out after 10 years with my man.
Wow.
We still love each other so much. Do you think that we can? So they invited me over to have dinner first, and then I actually got to know them. It was like a few days of like hanging out and this and that, and then they kind of asked me, so it wasn't like a one night like first time.
Oh, I missed
you. Yeah. So it was really sweet. It was a very sweet thing he did for her.
And you were able to, okay, so y'all just messed around, but he was into it too.
Yeah, he was totally into it too. Like I had sex with both of them. But like for me, it wasn't more like fuck yeah, dirty ass threesome.
Yeah, no, it was just
more like, this is really sweet that you're doing it for her. So I felt like I was
this bitch giving is so this. Like I'm so sweet. I had the night of my life.
I am a saint, Santa Maria. Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome. I will bring you joy to your life.
I'm like, hit her up. Fuck. Yeah.
But I never had a. I actually really did try to have a one night stand once, because I never did it before.
Oh, please tell me about that.
Yeah,
and how did you try, and how did it not happen?
I was so curious. I was like, I've never done this. I was like 25 at the time, and I shot with this photographer, and he was like, fine. Like, he was this white guy with hella tattoos, like hand tattoos and everything, and he was so fine. And we ended, like, this is the first photographer I ever slept with, because it was like a big thing, like models don't sleep with their photographer.
Yeah.
Kind of like a, you know, stigma. But I was like, dude, he is so fun and he's so nice.
Yeah.
So we ended up hooking up that night, and I really did try to make this one night stand. I was like, okay, I'm not going to spend the night. I'm out. And I was kind of proud of myself. Yeah. I'm going home. I'm not spending the night. And then I couldn't stop thinking about him. And then we ended up dating for like a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh.
So I really did try, but it didn't work.
Wait, so you had sex with him the first day you met him?
Yeah.
But does that count?
That's a one night?
Yeah.
That's not a one night stand, but that's fucking on the first date.
It was a date.
Yeah, you're a hoe.
Yeah, bitch.
You're in the club.
Yeah, get over there with the club. I'm over there now.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
Me and Gio only on this side.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay.
All right, y'all.
We gained another one, Jess.
One of us.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break to introduce our next sponsor.
Guys, a few weeks ago, I had a friend call me with the most embarrassing story ever. She was about to get laid, and he basically pushed her off her because he said, your shit smells.
Oh!
No!
I told her, you need Lola. That's right. Knock those cobwebs off with Lola and freshen that bitch up.
Yes, Lola is a lifesaver for someone like me. Now I'm comfortable with getting my period and doing all that stuff. But back in the day, I hated having to go to the grocery store to buy tampons and stuff. And this was also, yes, Jess, I know I'm fucking old. Okay, so this is before people were comfortable
shopping. This was in 1987.
Shopping on the internet. But now we have Lola, where you can customize the box that you want to get every single month. So you can get, like your friend, she needs those vag wipes. Yeah, she needs the vag wipes. They do send you, you can order different sizes of tampons. Like, you can have light days, regular days, heavy days. They also do have condoms. And this is all sent to you discreetly. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to stress about it. You can have a monthly subscription of just them sending you whatever. You can change it every single month. So it's thoughtless now.
Yep. No matter what size pussy you got, Lola got you covered.
What I like is that it's organic materials. It's really high quality materials. It's not that,
it's
not that
really
other brand, you know, that corporate brand that doesn't care about what they, you know, are putting up your pussy.
And it's made by a woman.
Yeah.
So Lola was created by a woman. And for all of our listeners right now, you guys are going to get 40% off all subscriptions. So
40%?
Girl, you can't lose.
It's a deep discount.
Ooh, it's deep, is it? Mm-hmm. So visit mylola.com and enter code BTCH when you subscribe. Again, that's my bylola.com. Enter BTCH when you subscribe to get 40% off.
40% off. Fight the pink tax. Use Lola.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, Dan, we lost the traditionals. Yeah, lost one. Yeah.
You know, sorry. You know what's wild? Now that I think about it, I think there was a time that I was at a grocery store.
Don't leave me hanging.
No, I'm just fucking kidding. No, I didn't.
Wait. See, I was confused because I thought it had to be like a date. Like, you had to just, no. Like, go out and.
No, I thought
that's why I was saying, like, yeah. Even if you just meet them randomly. Oh, okay. Like, not even on a date.
Oh, shit. I did it. Oh, my God.
Yay. Yeah. You know what's difficult though? Like when you have sex with, okay, so there's different kind of guys, right? There's regular guys who like aren't always fucking girls who like, maybe it's even hard for them. Like they probably get laid like once every so often. Like
yeah.
Those are regular guys, like not the fuck boys, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the fuck boys, right? So
what's a fuck boy? I always hear it.
The guys that are just boy. Always like, they're just.
They know that they can fuck you.
I think. Yeah.
They know they can.
Yeah.
The ones that text you, why are you still awake?
No. Oh, God.
Yeah.
The ones that are confident enough and have done it enough times to be like, boom, boom, boom.
They know they're going to hit it, quit it. Like, yeah.
They know they've encountered fuck boys.
Fuck boys, they know that there's 9 buttons and they just know if they keep pushing, they know eventually they'll hit the right button.
Go to EDC. Oh, okay. Go to EDC, the shirtless Asian guys with tons of tattoos. There you go.
Really? Yeah. Maybe I just see past it and I'm like, nah.
Or white boys with good hair.
White boys with good hair.
That only works for some.
Works for me.
Okay, Jess, what were you saying about fuck boys?
So I think if you're a girl and you kind of like want to try fucking around, just maybe don't do it with a fuck boy. You could try with like a regular guy.
Why not?
Because then, because they're going to treat you like different than regular like guys who you sleep with on the first night.
I have to contest that because if you fuck a fuck boy, you don't have to worry about the aftermath. If you fuck a normal, like just guy that is attractive,
yeah, but
to you
they'll at least
cute,
they'll be nice to you after.
No, they're gonna stalk you.
Oh, yeah. No, not always.
They're gonna really like you, and
if you go too far down the scale.
I think
I'm talking about regular guys.
But okay, well, I get what you mean, regular guys. I think that it's important then in that case to have a firm conversation and say like, hey, what is this? So you don't lead them down the wrong path because like if a guy that is like not, you know, getting laid on a regular basis, like a fuck boy,
he's probably gonna catch feelings.
Hot, yes, yeah. So I think it's like important for both parties, like out of respect for him and yourself, to be like, this is what I'm looking for. Is this cool with you? I just want a buck.
How do you know this, Bose?
Because it's communication.
All right.
Yeah, like, and I believe.
But if you don't want to respect him, then just go for the fuck boy.
Yeah,
you can see them. They stand out like peacocks.
And to add on to that, I do have to say, because I have like often talk to my girlfriends about this stuff who are like dating still. If you're gonna fuck with anyone, whether it's a one night stand or not, like make sure you get yours. Because if you're in
here, what do you mean by you get yours?
Like, because I, like the other day, my friend's like, oh yeah, like I'm messing around with this guy and like he's just like, one, two, and he's done. And like, he's like,
what does that mean? Like, hit it quick.
Like, one, two, like two pump chum, like bitch. Like, he's done, okay. You know? And like, it's fucked up because I'm like, he's not giving you a relationship. He's not giving you money. He's not even fucking taking you out. You're just coming over, fucking, or getting him off. You're like a warm piece of meat. Like, you get yours. And if he's not getting you yours, like, he should at least be decent enough.
Or steal something. Fuck it. Got something.
Yeah. Take his fucking $40 out of his wallet. Yeah,
I don't agree with that one. I don't agree with that one.
That was a joke.
I think, but also what's fair about that is like what you may not always realize, and like I'm not sure if your friend is interested in him, but when you like come to a guy and you're like, hey, I want mine too, like that's attractive. Like a woman that knows what she wants is attractive to a man.
Yeah, and if not, don't fuck him.
Yeah, like don't be afraid to tell him like, hey, like I need this, this, and this, because if anything, he'll just be more attracted to you because like you're confident, you're coming, like you're communicating with him, and it will make him want to communicate with you more too.
And, all right. Yeah. So I have a question for the hoe bitches.
Yeah.
And not the real hoe bitches.
I'm the new one. Sorry. Let me back up.
Yeah.
Bose, this doesn't pertain to you. So let's say me, right? Mm-hmm. I come to y'all. I don't pretend Bard and Tyga don't exist in this world. Okay.
No.
So I come to you. You guys. Okay, fine. But he doesn't exist. You're going to see why.
Okay.
So when I come to you, I'm like, hey y'all, like I've been this traditional bitch and I'm tired of this traditional life that I'm living. I want to try some new dick and I want real good dick. What advice are you going to give me?
I'd be like, yes, bitch.
What do I do? I've never done it. What do I do? What are the first steps?
I'd be like, we're going to go out.
Yeah, we're going to go out. We're going to hoe up and go out, put on
your sexy top. But I'm scared. What if I catch something? Like,
wing women right here.
Yeah, and like, oh, would never leave you.
You're not gonna
yeah.
catch something deadly as long as you wear condoms.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing you have to remember, girl code as fuck, you never leave your friends.
Never.
So if you're gonna go somewhere, and let's say we meet a group of dudes, and you're like, I like that one. All right, cool. We hook you guys up. Kind of, we have to go with you. Like, even if we're not gonna do anything, we go to the house with you. Like, we stay with you.
Yeah.
Like, we don't leave you until you're done. You know, and that's girl code as fuck.
Oh, that's tight. Did you do that? Do you have that?
Well, I usually only went out with like one other girl.
Oh, okay.
So we were on the prowl, you know? So it was either
like
so
homie.
Would she come with
the tag team?
Huh? Would she come back to the house with you?
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. There was one time where actually we were in the same hotel room. Like there's two queens, two guys. Two
oh my
girls.
God.
You've been in an orgy?
Room? No, but like we weren't kind of fucking at the same time. Like they would go into the bathroom and then they would come back and then we would be like all quiet again and like giggling under the covers and then like just kind of fuck around. It was like kind of cute, but we were in our like mid 20s.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Yo, okay. I as a professional wing woman, I have laws on how to get laid at the club.
Okay,
like,
let me hear.
Like very simply, you go out with your girls, everyone gets really hot, has a good time. Just like, you know, we did the other night, you know, and just go out there, dance, do whatever. And eventually, a guy's probably going to approach you. Talk to him a little bit, you know, like spark up the conversation and then kind of walk away, dismiss him, whatever. And then watch this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Is he talking to every girl at the club or is he attracted to you? Like, are you the girl that he's looking at? If you don't see him like mingling with other girls and like trying to butt it in that conversations, go right back to him.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he lost you and then you come back and then the fucking fireworks.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree. Yeah. That's a good, technique. I agree. For sure.
Yeah, I may not be doing it, but I know what's up.
One
I wrote
of the biggest
guy.
Hoes agrees.
I think we have a good group of wing women here, you know, like if that were to ever happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But if it was your first time doing it and you're like, all right, I really want to do it tonight. And let's say we went all the way through and then last second you were like, all right, I was just fucking kidding. I'd be like, all right, that's fine. Let's go home. Yeah. You know, I think your friends have your back, you know, and if it's not in you, you don't have to force it out.
Yeah.
You
know, and it doesn't always happen like when you want it to. So like I think for me, like I was able to have a lot of like one
are you cleaning
stands.
Our table? What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, it's like dusty as fuck. I think the reason why I was able to have a lot of one night stands was because I went out so much. So I was going out like every single weekend and then it wouldn't be successful every single weekend. Right. You know what I mean? Like obviously.
Both. Were you are on you the judging? Prowl?
I was like on the prowl a lot. Yeah, oh but like God. Only once out of every like 3 months would I actually find a guy that I connect with that I actually want to go fuck like right away. Like so it takes it's a lot. It's like a lot of work to actually have a one night stand because like it takes, I mean, if you have standards, it's like it's hard to like actually have a good one night stand because like I would see a ton of guys all the time and then just it would be months before I found one that I really wanted.
How do you guys feel about how do you guys feel about Tinder?
I've never been on it.
I'm Tinder.
It's scary.
Really?
I've only gone on 2 dates on Tinder and this was like really well one it's hard because half the people might recognize who I am.
Oh yeah, you know? As an influencer I'm sure.
Yeah. So if they message me and say oh hey it's you I'll just be like you. I'll just be like shit. I'm gonna delete them and then I'll just be like, oh, it's a fake profile. It ain't me.
Dude, I used to put my like a fake name and then I used to just put my pictures and people would be like, there's like a fake girl on Tinder trying to be you. And I'd be like, yeah, report her. Like, you know, and then I would like have a fake ass name all the way through. And then when people would ask me what I do, I would be like, I coach CrossFit. Like I would say my old job because I didn't like if you already know who I am from the internet, like I feel like you're going to treat me different, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would always put a fake name.
And it's one-sided because they already know more about you than you do.
Yeah. I haven't dated yet since people know who I am now. So I got to make this one work because I don't want to go through that.
There's also the weird fear of somebody knowing who this is like an actual thing that not to somebody I know, but it's happened in LA that they know who you are, but they don't tell you and then they fuck you and they record it.
That's so
oh, I'm suing a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That is so scary.
I've only gone on
a good point.
Two, and this was like a while back when I was trying Tinder for the first time. I just don't feel that it's organic. And on my Tinder, it says, I'm not looking to date. I just want, because I like meeting people. And I've met a couple really cool people. Like one dude, he's like this really sweet guy with a cute little puppy. And like we remain friends and we still talk here and there. And then it's
So you're just on Tinder to meet guys? Just
with
as
dogs?
Friends?
Sometimes I just, yeah, like I don't.
What's the, why Tinder? Why not just Instagram?
I don't like going out and looking for, like I like to swipe at people like, oh, you're good looking. And then
You like judging them.
Yeah, I don't. I even say on my profile, I'm like, yo, if I'm here, like sometimes I swipe people just to compliment you. So I'm just going to compliment you and then dip because I just like, I have this thing where I like looking at people and I like dipping myself into your life a little bit, see what you're about. And then I dip out, you know, because I'm curious about humans.
The patron saint of compliments over here.
I know, right? But I'm curious about humans in general, like people watching and all that, you know? And I've met a couple people that are really cool and never slept with them. And they were just like, they became friends and they were awesome.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's tight of you. Holy shit.
Or I'll find my own friends. Like I'll try to find my own friends.
and then I'll swipe on them and I'll bombard them like, yo, send me dick pics right now. And then like, you know, leave me alone.
Dude, I met my boyfriend on Tinder.
Your current boyfriend?
Yes, aww. Girl. I slid in so fast. I was like, you like math?
That was your line?
I was like, yeah, you like math?
Oh my God, I want to hear everyone's line.
Why? Is he a mathematician or something?
Oh, do you want to know my go-to Tinder line?
Yeah.
That I used to use. And like, it's funny because I found a screen cap of when he and I first messaged. And it was like all these different dudes' names, but his in the middle. Because I was messaging a bunch of dudes. Like, because I can like talk.
The same line?
My
copy
opener,
and paste it?
If it's a fuckboy, I'm like, this shit works. It's like, hey, Mark, you're really hot, but you look clingy. I mean, they immediately.
Oh my God.
They love to prove you wrong.
They're like, how the fuck do I look clingy? I'm like, I don't know. I'm getting clingy vibes off of you. Oh, like, that line works on fuckboys so well.
Wow. That's amazing. Would it have been some of your lines?
No, I don't use lines. I don't use.
You want barbecue and fuck?
I'm just like, no.
It's just my face.
Yeah. No, that was just show.
Okay, fine.
I don't use lines
online. I don't go online.
I bet you do. You do. You don't even know that you says she seems like a hey girl. Just like a hey.
Yeah. I think that's what happens. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just like walk up to them or something, or they'll walk up to me and I'll just be like, hey, what's up?
There was this one time, this guy on Tinder, like I said, compliments, right? I felt bad for him because his profile says, just looking to fuck, just divorced, broke. I don't even want to, you know, like, I'm just here to fuck.
Who wants to fuck
and,
that?
Yeah, right? And then he's like, and, you know, my life's a mess right now, but I hope it gets better. Me being the patron saint, right? Mm-hmm. I messaged him. I matched with him. I was like, yo, I don't want to meet up and fuck, but I just want to tell you, I hope your life gets better. Like, I really hope it does. So
you wasted his time.
Yeah, literally. I'd be pissed if you fucking did that to me. I'm here to fuck, and your hot ass says yes to me, and then you're like, hey, I don't want to fuck, but I hope your life goes well.
I'm trying to be a good person.
I would have instantly blocked your ass. That shit pisses me off right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he messaged me back, right? Yo, this was like 3 paragraphs. He's like, that's so fucked up. You don't want to fuck me?
Yeah, exactly.
This is what, you know what? This is why Trump is running America so well, blah 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 blah. And I was just like, bitch, that's why your divorce broke, bitch. And
we did a 180 there. We did a 180.
But you can see why he's pissed, bitch. Right? You see why?
I guess.
Yo,
take the compliment, bitch.
Yeah,
fuck
and then
you.
For him to still be like, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. You don't want to fuck?
First of all, you can't afford anything. And second of all, you can't afford to be a bitch like this. Yeah. Right?
He probably, if he was at least somewhat attractive, he probably got a lot of girls because there's a lot of heel fuckers.
The fixers?
The fixers. Like, girls that feel...
I don't know these terms.
Yeah, what
is a heel
fucker?
Girls that are so, like, they feel like they need some purpose. And their purpose is, like, I can fuck this dude and, like, be important to him. I can fix him.
It comes from arrogance, too, from what I noticed. Because
really?
The girls are like, I'll be the one that he changes for and I can fix because I'm that special. It's like, nah, bitch.
Well, it works sometimes because I've been in that position.
But you fix someone?
Sometimes.
That's a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of work.
Go to therapy, bro.
I wouldn't ever do it at this age, but.
Yeah.
I actually thought that it came from insecurity because it like makes you feel needed.
Yeah.
Oh,
and to some maybe to some is that, and to the others is the other thing.
By the way, it's never your job to fix anyone. They need to fix their damn selves.
But see, if you think that if you're gonna be a doormat so that you can fix somebody else, you need to fix yourself first. Yeah. Like, you need to find your value.
Is it a doormat though? Because like, there was this cop that I was dating.
The cop fucker. Don't forget that.
You're the cop fucker.
Oh my God, I forgot you fucked a cop.
Yeah. So he was emotionally broken.
Someone in the comments says. Or one of you guys said, guess who's a cop fucker? And someone goes, obviously Gina. And I was like,
just wait.
People have all the wrong idea of you, Gina.
They really
I can't
do.
Wait till like in a couple months from now, your entire like reputation is going to change.
Her page, your followers are going to drop.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, she's not a hoe. I thought she was a hoe.
They're all going to follow Jess.
I'm like the least hoey on my Instagram.
We're going to state it here, all right? I'm a boring ass bitch.
This is a hoe.
Yeah. But I just talk a lot. Like I sound like a hoe. That's all.
No, you look like a hoe.
I look like
too.
I'm that's the one. I'm your neighbor. I'm your friendly neighbor that just looks like a hoe.
Yeah. Okay. What were you
saying
about
I don't think every woman that does the whole fixer thing is being a doormat. Because I think when I was doing it with the cop, like he was emotionally broken, like from being a cop. He was emotionally broken from
police officers go through a lot.
Yeah, so he was just like sad a lot. And like, but I never felt like a doormat, but it was like he had emotional issues. Like I could see like every time he went out on a date, like he's not emotionally available. He's not emotionally available. But then like we would still have great sex and all of that. But then like every time I would feel like he would want to get close to me, he would like go back in his shell.
Yeah.
So like I knew like he needed to be fixed. And I was like, oh, I can fix this motherfucker. I can fix him. But then after a while, I like got bored of it.
Right.
But it's not being a doormat. But
I think I was a fixer too. And I was. And like now that I'm not a fixer anymore, I see myself as being a doormat because I got nothing out of that.
Yeah. And I think you like when you don't love yourself and you're like, I fuck it. Like I'll do whatever. Like I'll take the punch. Like I'm here for you. What do you need? You're crying. I'll hug you. Whatever. You're just you weren't in love with the dude or you were like. You were like, man, this is fucking boring. I'm out. You know what I mean? As opposed to someone like Habose saying, like, who needs that validation. You're yeah. like, I'll stay. I'll ride that shit out until you're okay. You know? So that's the difference. Like, maybe you just weren't emotionally invested in the dude.
I just thought he was really hot. So, like, I wanted to be the one that, like, changed like, it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like.
That bitch.
But I was dating other people at the same time.
Yeah,
So I wasn't like.
Yeah, you.
It didn't hurt me that he didn't get fixed.
Yeah.
See, well, because you were getting yours, which was being with a hot guy and really good because that's all you wanted.
But
you
like,
want a doormat. You're right.
For fixers, if he say you do fix him, honestly, what is that doing for you? It's fulfilling this false insecurity that you have that you like this void that
maybe it does make me feel better about myself then that like I could fix a guy.
Yeah, yeah. But it makes you feel better, but that feeling is fake and it's fleeting. Mm-hmm. It's not real genuine confidence. It's not really filling that void. So to an extent, you are just being stepped on and you're letting yourself be stepped on.
I didn't feel stepped on though. You know what I mean? Like if all that matters is how you feel at the end of the day. And if you felt like you came out of it and it was destructive and it hurt you, like that was obviously not a good situation. But if you came out of it and you're like, I remember that shit was fun. Like he wasn't emotionally available for me, but I was also fucking other guys.
Yeah.
It was like, I wanted to fix him because I felt bad for him as a cop.
Yeah.
Like he was emotionally so broken from seeing all the shit he had to see every day. So I felt like a mother maybe a little bit. So like it made me feel good about myself.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, as long as you were intact at the end, then it's good.
Yeah, I was so intact at the
end. I think the fact that you were seeing some other guys too, you weren't fully invested in this guy. And some girls will give one guy their everything for years.
That's true. And it's called codependency.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's literally what it is. When you're codependent of someone else who has bigger issues than yours.
Like drug addicts.
Yeah, like drug addicts, you know.
I did that too.
Yeah, and then it's to the point where you're like, I don't give a fuck about me as long as you're okay. Like, who gives a fuck about my job? Who gives a fuck about my family?
Yep.
As long as you're okay, I don't really care what happens to me.
And ladies, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. I feel like a lot of people go through a short phase where they may do that. And then like, but it's just.
Well, guys go through it too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot
Captain
of guys
save
go through
a hose.
It.
Oh yeah, Captain Save.
Yeah, I think it's just a person type thing. I don't think it's a gender thing.
Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely
I know
fair.
A lot of people who are savers. Like my friend, he's a saver and he admits it too. Like one time he see me cry, he's like, Gina, don't cry in front of me. You know I'm going to try to save you right now.
You're like, please save me.
Please. But yeah, they're like some guys do that too. And it's just like, I don't, for me personally, I can't do that anymore because I used to love guys like that. It's like, yeah, I do want to fix you because I want to feel special. And I'm the one that you change for. Or players, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always the players where you're like, I'm going to be that special one that ties them down. And then after a while, I'm like, nah, I don't have time
He'll still cheat on you, girl.
Yeah. And like the worst thing about it is so important to remember is you're putting your self-worth, which is I fixed this guy. I'm worth something. You're putting it in another person.
Yeah.
And now you can't control it. Your self-worth, it's not centered in you anymore. It's over there. Yeah. It's with him and it's all tied to him. And the minute he's gone, the minute he looks at somebody else.
Who are you?
Your self-worth is gone. Completely gone.
Yeah, that's a very immature thing to do.
Yeah.
I can kind of look back like with a kind of a smile at the shit that I did when I was in my early 20s. Like, and you're exactly right about a lot of that stuff. That's not a grown woman thing to do. If you're like 35 and you're still trying to do this shit, like you need to go to therapy. There's like a lot of shit wrong with you, but like,
damn,
there's like
some help
in your
bitch.
Early 20s. Like when you're 18, 19, like, yeah, you, like those are the life lessons you have to learn. Like it's okay if you're doing that right now, like you can stop that shit. Right now, tomorrow.
Because you don't even know who you are.
Yeah. Just yourself out.
We are your older sisters. Why did anyone tell me this shit? I really had to go through it. And I didn't.
It's okay to do it, though. Like, it's okay.
I agree. Like, and it's better than us telling you, like, not to touch the stove because it's hot. Like, you're experiencing, but we're being like, hey.
Yeah, you need to learn for your own self. Yeah. You need to know. You need to go through it.
I think that's a really important message, too. Like, you need to learn all these things. Sleep with whoever you want to sleep with. And sleeping with people does not diminish yourself. self-worth.
Yeah.
You know? Just, well, if you do it responsibly.
Yeah, do and it just be safe. Yeah, don't like be in a crack house and sleeping with everyone for rocks, you know? But like everyone does have to go through that learning process. And I don't want people to feel like, well, I slept with this guy in my 20s and it just like, it made me feel terrible, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're still learning and that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can fuck as many people as you want if you're still learning about yourself and you find yourself at the end.
Damn, that was such a beautiful message to end this podcast on. Holy shit, we went from like, who's a hoe in this group? To love yourself, know this, who you are.
It's been an episode.
Live life.
This
forgive
is for guys,
yourself.
For guys and girls.
Yeah, this is for everyone. Mm-hmm. And Stacey, thank you so much for being on this podcast. This was a lot of fun. And I also want to thank our sponsors again. So thanks again to our wonderful sponsors. They're so wonderful. DoorDash and Lola. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code BTCH. So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter promo code BTCH when you subscribe. So thanks to everyone. What's happening?
Nothing.
Okay. So thanks to everyone who wrote us on iTunes reviews this week. If you haven't yet, will you leave us a review?
5 stars only.
Yeah.
Or I will find you.
Yeah, she will do.
She will dox you so fast.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Leave a comment. Hit subscribe. And
subscribe.
Oh, leave comments. Tell us if you've had a one night stand. How it went.
Oh,
how do you feel about it?
Yeah, leave those comments. Yeah, communicate with us because we actually do read that. Hit subscribe and then ring that bell. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. And check out our individual socials at
Miss Gina Darling. That's MissGina Darling.
Yeah. Mine is Gio_Antoinette. You guys can figure that out.
And mine is at Stacey Diaz Apodaca.
Big Boss Bose.
Oh, yeah.
Big Boss Bose.
Mine's like the old school shitty Instagram handle, Jess_Michelle512. But I'm going to change it pretty soon because my last name might change this year. So check the link in the description box below for all of our socials. I think we're going to have those down there.
Oh, my God. I want to hear this.
I'm going to cry.
All right. Thank you, guys. See you guys next time.
Oh, and shout out to you for putting me on your ofrenda. Thank you.